We were talking in expansion about, it's kind of a shelf life thing. I mean, we live a life in which we have learned certain things and we have preferences, and it's all fine and good, but it creates a form. It creates a form that at some point, if it's not alive, we might have to just let it be. We can't just keep going back to that same form. And what I'm thinking about here is whether or not we're in this game of life to map out our psyche or not. Because if we're in this game of life to understand ourselves, then we have to look in there. And the best way to look in there is to notice the things that are jiggling around, because they're very noticeable. So the ones that are obvious, emotions like anger, disappointment, my favorite one, butt-hurtedness, which I have established at previous talks is an actual word, about this sense that you should get something you're not getting, that butt-hurtedness. Like, how can I not be getting all the love I should be getting? How am I not getting the recognition? Or, geez, those people didn't notice me at all. Wow. So that sounds like an observation, but we know it's really not. We know that is, for me, in my little street of dreams, that is a form. It's a form that has feelings, and it's a form that somehow I believe has value, in that I listen to it when it comes up, and I'm like, geez, I'm not getting the props that I deserve here. And it's like, I believe it. It's like a trance. It's that one of those magical spells which was put on me when I was young, and now it comes back. And so I believe it, just like I believe that someone says something to me that hurts my feeling, that they were trying to hurt my feelings. I believe that for a minute. Right? Because that's the human condition. It comes up, we feel it. I think our brain says, oh, that's true then. They're trying to hurt you. You don't deserve that. But that's kind of not the way things are at the next level of detail. So when you're mapping out your psyche and you're mapping out your soul, you're looking at your inner landscape, and you see the shrub over there that you've always thought was kind of cute is actually dead. And it's kind of lost its shape, and you're like, why is that in my inner landscape? And you go and look at it, and it is something very different. It's your inability to react appropriately, or your inability to respond in a flow. It's what's happening is the emotion comes up, and you're not flowing with it. You stop it, and you put it in that shrub, or you put it in that spot on the street of dreams. And there it is. It's that form. And you believe it, and now I'm made up of all these little beliefs about how people treat me. It's bull caca. It really is. I mean, it's the illusion. It's the illusion that in the East they say, well, you know, there is Maya. The measurement, expectation is illusion. When we do this, when we project and say that was real, the rest isn't, like, that person was trying to hurt me. Well, these are conclusions. They're not truths. So, and when you're concluding that, you're losing out on everything that's happening, because now you're hanging out on the street of dreams, looking the wrong direction, all the other actions on the other side of the street. So what I'm proposing is for myself, and this is one, is to make friends with my butt-hurtedness. To actually say, hey, what am I feeling? It's the butt-hurtedness. And it's not this person giving me butt-hurtedness, or it's my butt-hurtedness, my personal butt-hurtedness. I do. I know that, no, I'm not going to go to the place that Jane had never heard it, and then we had a chat afterwards. She described what she thought it meant. I was like, Jane, it's not that. So I was just thinking that it would be beautiful to be able to give each of you a dose of my butt-hurtedness so you could look at it, because what would happen is you would look at it and you'd say, that's ridiculous. I don't do that. You personally don't do it. It's mine. But if I was to give you a chunk of it, you would realize it's not that real. Because it's not real for you. And then you could give me one. You say, hey, you know what I've got? I've got this thing. Like, ooh, no, that doesn't work for me. That's your old construct. That's your old form. It probably had some value. Well, we don't even know. At some point, it's just silly. We're under a spell. So the only way we know we're under the spell is the magician starts laughing the minute we have one of these feelings. Somewhere in the back, the magician is laughing. And they're saying, you're doing it again. You didn't figure it out yet? It's not you. I mean, it's not your perception turned into a conclusion. It's your feeling of reality. The other people are not responsible for it. You're responsible for it. So I think that's what I want to lay as a ground for. The conversation in prep was really, really broad. It went all kinds of places. There were a lot of feelings people were talking about and how they approach those feelings, feelings of dread and anger and incredible depression about the pain in this world. It's not hard to go there. But everybody's going to feel it differently. I'm going to see the same horrible documentary or a horrible piece of news and look at that, and it's going to break my heart in my own personal way. You know, and that's my job, to map out that part of my landscape, my inner landscape. Because then, when it comes up again, I can say, ah, the magician's friend, and pat it on the head, then I can keep moving forward. So I'm not going to give you my butthurtedness. But if you look, you'll find something like it, some friend that you can make in there that is a form that isn't serving you anymore.